Hi, welcome to Unlock Your Life. This is episode 8 already of the 8 principles to unlocking your life. And today we're going to talk about money and about your bigger purpose. Over the past 7 episodes, we've been talking a lot about resistance and about subconscious patterns and habits and what can stop you from living your full life. And today we're going to talk about your bigger purpose and about what that has to do with anything and how money is tied into that. So there are basically 2 things I hear people say a lot when it comes to really putting your bigger purpose out into the world and money. And one thing that many people say is, for instance, if they look at somebody who's earning a lot of money and really doing a great job, well, you can follow them, of course, like let's say Tony Robbins. So many people follow Tony Robbins, but I also hear a lot of people say, well, why does that kind of person need to make more money? Doesn't he have enough? And when you hear yourself saying things like that or thinking thoughts like that, then the immediate question is, why would you even think that it were for the money? The thing is, people like that are not in the game for the money. They would not be in any game for the money because they have enough. They are there because they have a purpose to do that. And they are there because they need to share something and they have something so important for the world that they feel like sharing. Now, whether you like it or don't like it, that's not the question. The question is, can you let a person like that just look at it from a different angle and not look at it like, why do they need more money? But really start looking into, wow, how big can you be? And people like that also tend to not necessarily use all their money. They give away a lot of their money and they really are in it for something else. And the second thing I hear a lot of people say is, I can't do that now. I need money first, then I can start. So once I've collected, I don't know what amount, for some it's $1,000, for some it's $1,000,000, but first I need money and then we can start. And when you find yourself in that place, the question is, maybe there's a different way to start than start at the end. And the best way to actually explain that is, for instance, we as humans, we tend to want the whole end picture in one go. We don't want to start where we are now. We want to start some other place. And we think if money just brought us to that other place, then we could start. And it just doesn't work that way. Nature just doesn't work that way. You were not a whole mature adult in one go. And even if you were, you were not. What you were before you were born is a seed and an egg so small that you would need a microscope to actually see it. That's how life starts. You started out as one seed from your father, received by one egg from your mother, and nobody could even see it. And that grew and grew and grew, and over time, in a year time, you were almost able to crawl. So that's how quick nature goes as well. I mean, from something nobody could even notice to something that's crawling and walking and kicking and screaming, and your mother will remember you probably from that time. That's a tremendous expression of life. And if you watch plants and you watch trees, I mean, I just planted a fruit tree, a hazelnut tree, 10 years ago. And it's actually really a tree by now. And it was just one nut. It was nothing. And now it's a tree and it's giving us fruit. So that's how nature works. Every oak tree of 100 years old, beautiful, lovely oak tree was once an acorn. You cannot be the oak tree in one go. You need to take the journey. And even if you're willing to take the journey and you say, yeah, but first I want to be ready, then when will you be ready? And how can you even tell Will you be ready when you're dead? Will you be ready when you're 50, 12, 3, 30, 36? I don't know. When are you ready? When you're enlightened? When you've done this, when you've done that? The thing is, there is no way to tell if you're ready. Now, there's something else in nature that I'd really like to share because it's very relevant towards purpose. We tend to think, or many people tend to say, I need to figure out my purpose. And once I know my purpose, then I can walk my journey. But what if your purpose will never really be known to you? What if it just doesn't work that way? What if an apple tree never knew that it provided food for us? What if it was just busy making more apple trees? The apple tree never knew that it did anything else than make babies for itself, just to make sure that there were always apple trees in the world. It just doesn't know what else it does. It doesn't make apples for us to eat. It makes apples for its own sort to make sure that apple trees keep existing. The same with bees. Bees are looking for food. They're not cross-pollinating on purpose. That's by accident. That's just because they're a little bit hairy and there is a little bit pollen on their hair when they go into a new flower. They are not doing that for us. That's our perception. Our perception of the purpose of a bee is to provide food and cross-pollination and make sure that we have fruit and vegetables. And if there were no bees, we'd die. So we perceive the purpose of a bee totally different than the bee does. The bee is just making honey. That's all it's doing. It doesn't know anything else. Now, if you think of it that way, then how could you ever know your purpose? I don't think the bee will ever know what it's really doing on this planet and how important it is. It's not thinking about that. It's just being a bee. And if we could stand on Pluto and look down on Earth in 2,000 years, then maybe we could get a glimpse of what our real purpose in life happens to be or how it plays out. Or maybe if we were able to do that, we could see the bigger picture and understand what we're really doing here. But we don't. We're not in Pluto in 2,000 years. And we're not aware of what we're really contributing to. And it doesn't really matter. What matters is you are here. And you are here with a purpose. Although you might know it and not know it. And I might not know it. And we might not understand why there's a war or why some people are terrible or why some people are really nice. We will never understand why. And even if you do understand, it doesn't really change the fact that if you're here, you have a right to be here. And if you have a right to be here, then you'd better start doing that in the way that you feel propelled to do and you feel pulled to do. I used to think for years that, and I used to tell a lot of people, well, I am kind of metaphorically preparing my ship. And once my ship is prepared, I'll sail out to sea and go on a journey. And I was telling people, I'm preparing this beautiful tall ship, and it's a 3-mast tall ship, and it's ready to sail to Brazil, and where I'm boarding my crew and figuring out what people will need on their way. And this was a metaphor. And then all of a sudden, a teacher woke me up and he said, I'm sorry to break the news, but you're not in the harbor anymore. You're way out at sea. And you'd better start enjoying your journey. And that's when that really hit me, because we're not preparing. It's not a waiting game. You are prepared. You were born prepared. Why? Because you're nature. And nature is prepared. Every seed is prepared to become the plant that's inherent in the seed. You were a baby, and you are prepared to be the human being that you should be. And nobody knows what you should be. And maybe you will never know what you were supposed to be. But you're here. So you're supposed to be something, and why not just start being that? Now, how does all of this tie into money? So money gets people in a kind of a waiting game. Like, as long as I don't have money, I can't sail my ship out to sea. But the thing is, what if people paid me to sail out to sea? Then why would I wait in harbor for the money when they're only paying me when I sail? So if you stay in that metaphor, people are paying you to sail. So as long as you're in the harbor, you won't see any money. You have to get out there. And once you're out at sea, they'll start paying you. And that's how it works. Tony Robbins did not earn a few million dollars and then he started being Tony Robbins. No, he earned all the money because he started being Tony Robbins. And that's how it works. What we need to start understanding is that you just have to start your game and start doing whatever it is that you need to be doing and do it in the way that's possible at the point where you're at. Baby steps. But start today. If you don't have money to buy whatever, then that's not the place you can start. Start differently. I started writing blog posts. That didn't cost me anything. I started a podcast. This doesn't cost me anything. Start where you are. Start with the people you know. My husband is an urban planner and he wants to really improve the really big cities in the world. That's not where he's at this point. So he's starting with the cities that he is at and he is able to change. Once you've done that in the biggest way possible, then the rest will follow. And you don't have to know how at this point. And you will not. So there's two examples from my own life that I'd love to share here. And that'll probably illustrate this in a different way even. I used to have a really bad memory of my childhood and specifically of high school. I thought I had only a few friends there, and I really thought people disliked me and that they teased me. And I've had memories of me being the outcast of the school. And I shut all the doors to that period, and I just didn't think a lot about it. And sometimes I talked about it, and in some therapeutic sessions this would come up, and it weren't very nice memories. Until a few years ago, one of those friends from high school, we met through Facebook, and she came over here and we had some tea and we were sharing memories from that time. And I was sharing with her my memories from high school, and her jaw dropped and she said, "I don't understand. What are you telling me?" And I said, "Well, I'm telling you the facts of my high school period." And she said, "Well, those are not the facts as I remember them." And I said, "Okay, tell me, what's your facts?" And she said, "Do you realize that you are the one person that I think of every single week until today?" And that's 25 years in between that day and high school. And I said, "What do you mean, think about me every single day?" She said, "You're one of my biggest examples." And now my jaw dropped. And I asked, "Why?" She said, "Well, everybody was trying to fit in, and that was really important in that school. Everybody's trying to be the same and fit in, and you were just you, and you never even tried to fit in. And you somehow just did everything your own way. And I literally ask myself, what would Sousa do? How would Sousa react to this? And every single time I'm in a difficult position, I think of you." And that changed my entire perspective on my high school. I would never, ever, ever, ever have guessed that anybody would have seen me as an example. So I said, "Wow, that's a paradigm shift." And she said, "Well, I thought you were aware of this." I said, "No, of course not." That changes everything. To really figure out how people are actually perceiving you instead of just going inside your own mind and trying to figure it out. Another example of that is I used to teach math and science and some other things in the shipbuilding school where I was a student myself once, and after that I started being a teacher there for a period. One of the kids that I taught there, I met him 10 years afterwards. And he was 18 when he was in my class. So I met him. He was 28, some kind of reunion. And he came up to me and he said, "I'm so happy that I meet you again. You have changed my life." And I said, "How can I change your life teaching you math? I mean, that's not the biggest deal." And he said, "No, it's not the math that changed me. It's you that changed me." And then he started telling me about what tough period he went through when he was 18 and transitioning between moving with his living with his mom and dad and moving and making his own life and standing on his own 2 feet. And he said that was a really tough time, and he told me a lot of personal details on it. And he said, "You are the one that actually noticed me, saw me, went for a walk in nature sometimes with some of those kids, and we had a beer in the pub." And he said, "You were such a big influence on my life in that time. I never knew." And the thing is, often we don't know. And these are only two examples of people who actually told this to me. But there are so many more people that I will never know. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You will never know most of what you're contributing to. And you will never get the entire bigger picture of your purpose. But the good news is, you don't have to, because it's not about you. It's just about being here, and because you're here and because you're breathing in oxygen, you have earned the right. Your earned the right is that you're alive and kicking and on this planet and breathing oxygen, and nobody knows what you're supposed to be doing here, and nobody knows the way in which you're supposed to be doing it. But you better start today, in the baby steps that you can see today. And that is the way that money will start pouring in. By doing whatever it is that you need to be doing and receiving the feedback from the people. Do what you need to do. Listen to what you get back. And do more of it. And do more of it. And do more of it. And then people will start paying you on the journey and the money will start coming in. Stop waiting. Start today. That was my message for today. Now, this is the 8th episode of an 8-part series. And what we're going to do after this is a 5-part series on the 5 biggest mistakes that people tend to make around money. And we will start next week with the first episode, in which I will give you the 5 mistakes. And after that, in the 5 weeks, we'll start to dive into those mistakes. I will interview some guests, and it'll be really, really, really beautiful series. So I can't wait for that. I can't wait to hear your feedback so I can go in. And maybe if you have some mistakes, please share them in the comments so that we can take them into the next episodes. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay tuned. See you next week. Bye.